In fact, you go as far as showing people when you have negative percentage, when it's a little bit down, when it's high, when you show everything. But I still got to tell you, you're showing $100,000 plus per month in revenue. Most people are still going to be like, hey, it's easy for him to say. How do you address that for someone that's starting and, you know, they have a little of ego that, you know, they don't want to show that?
Listen, I'll drop some truth on you.
Please.
People don't want perfection. They don't want to see just the good. You know, that's why people get sick of like going down Instagram and Facebook news feeds, because all you see is the best. You see, oh my God, here are my kids. They're so cute and we're so happy. And then a minute after that photo was taken, the kids are screaming, the parents are pulling their hair out and they're miserable. Like, we want everything. We want the good. We want the bad. We want the ugly. Why do you think reality TV show does so good? Because it's real. We want the real. Like, we want the ups. We want the downs. People aren't going to celebrate your successes if you're not willing to share your failures, because they don't just want to be like, oh my God, John, like, way to make another $100,000. Like, that gets old after about 1 month.
It does.
But it doesn't get old if I'm like, ooh, like, I did this and it just failed and it was miserable, and they're like, wow, like, John's human, he makes mistakes, I'm rooting for him next time, because, you know, like, he's a human, he makes mistakes, and that was really painful. That was a painful loss, that was a painful mistake, that was a big, you know, X, Y, and Z. So that's why I'm all about transparency.
Very good. You know, in my late teen years and early 20s, I dabbled a little bit in music. I wanted to do some music professionally and stuff like that, and I tell people, a lot of people still come to me and ask me, because they know I'm in marketing now, to ask me, and I tell them, listen, nobody wants to listen to your song if they don't know how it came about, if they don't know the story. So maybe it's time you start bringing people into the studio and start sharing that and creating some content around that. Available on iTunes and YouTube.com. Watch full interview with the link inside of the post. And please subscribe today. Thanks.